was struggling for a topic today. Didn't realize I would exhaust myself in 3 days of things I necessarily wanted to talk about. But I did. I put this off until, started getting later and later and later. Until finally, while I was distracting myself from doing actual work and instead just kind of perusing YouTube, I found the topic I wanted to kind of go over. I was watching a video by the YouTube group Game Grumps, that's with Aaron Hansen, aka Egoraptor, or Danny Avidan, aka Danny Sexbang. They also do the Starbomb group, kind of cool music based off video games. And yes, Jules, I'm still jealous of you for having even seen them. I'm watching them play this really bad game. It's a game that's so bad that I had never even heard of it, even though it's part of the Zelda franchise. The game's called Zelda's Adventure. I forget the subtitle of it. But it's the third game for the Legend of Zelda series that came out on the CDI. And this game is awful. It tries to emulate the first Zelda game and try to do top-down, but even for the time, the graphics were, just bad. But one of the things that I'm enjoying about watching it is how the style of some of the way the characters are, and voice acting, unfortunately, is reminiscent of something that's kind of an artifact in the video game world. And that's live action stuff in video games, where you have a character either sitting in screen, sitting in front of a green screen or whatnot, and them kind of cutting them out and putting that in as a sprite, or, trying to do kind of a cutscene with that type of character. And while there's still a few games nowadays that do this every now and then, it's not as big as it was in that golden era between, 93 to 96. And there were so many games that were actually pretty good, especially for the time period, that had this kind of, let's merge live-action actors, and sometimes they're good actors, and more often than not, they're really bad actors, and then put them into these games. Games like Seventh Guest, Eleventh Hour, Myst, Rendezvous of Rama, The Journeyman Project, X-Files, even the first Resident Evil game was like this. Although, favorite game of that time period, with that type of kind of making NPCs or enemies out of people in green screens, Stonekeep. Fun game. Really great. I talked about it a few years ago when I was doing my list of games that influenced me. And it's just, I don't know, I'm having a little bit of a nostalgic trip, just kind of seeing them playing this awful game, and just thinking back to that era. There was something fun about that, something kind of just weird, and how you have the kind of pixelated graphics of the time period, but then you get this relatively sharper image of real people. It gives me the same feeling that, rotoscoping, I think it is? That kind of, animation style where you take, videos or pictures of people who are actually acting something out, and then you kind of animate over them. Well, the way that they were kind of compressed into video games kind of gives me that same kind of mental feel in my head. And I dig that. It's fun. So, I don't know. It's something that I wish would kind of come back, but then again, like I said, remembering all the really bad acting that came from some of those games, maybe it's okay if it stays away. We'll see. But it was a lot of fun. It's great to kind of go, down memory lane, look up some of these games, and maybe consider picking some of them up on good old games. We'll see. I will put a link to some of these games in the show notes, in case you're interested in, just seeing what some of these games look like and what some of their live action stuff was kind of like. There's a treasure trove of this stuff on YouTube. With that is my topic for the day. Now, you might have noticed that today we didn't have a cat. In my initial request for cat pictures, I was accused of being, quote, doggist, and not having enough dog love in these pictures. So, a few days in, we're going to have our first dog in my silent protest, the Cat Days of Podcasting. The dog in question is Diggs, who comes from a friend, Mary Harris. As always, the music you're listening to is Ukmad's album, Light Off, available at magnitude.com. Alright, bye-bye.